Don't fear, for Russian River is here. Check your local tap room. Don't drink the crap and end up in the bathroom. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour. It's a show about things that are fun and interesting to beer geeks. I'm Mikey.
I'm Matt.
Oh, did you hear that?
I almost wanted to call myself Nick.
There's lots of information in that intro if you really dig deep.
Yep.
You won. You could tell. Nick's not here. Matt did our intro this week.
Yep.
Two, there was Russian River referencing.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Talk more about that later. But first, because sorry, everyone, we thought we were going to have a Russian River rep, Valley's Russian River rep, but this is so busy Russian Rivering around the valley.
We were trying to have an exclusive.
Try to be exclusive. And but we'll make do. We'll still going to have some fun. Still going to talk about beer releases to look out for. Our listeners are going to call us and we're going to hear from them about things going on with their beer lives. And we're talking about what happened last week with us drinking and some culture news, hopefully.
Can we not talk about last week? I don't really remember it.
We'll try. We'll see. Okay. See what happens.
Don't put me under pressure like that.
So settle in. Buckle in. Or don't. Whatever. Run around naked. I don't care. Do whatever you got to do. Just keep listening. We're going to hang out. Louie's here, so.
It's my favorite saying whenever I'm leaving a place, and I'm like, be safe or don't. It's up to you.
That's great. Great, great words. Zero, no help, and no, doesn't do anything, but does make you think, I guess.
Yeah.
So before the show, we had a couple of beers during our tailgate just to get you up to speed. Ooh, we had a
little, to get that.
Oh, you didn't have a little squeezy.
I need a little squeeze.
A little squeezy. Yeah. Deschutes new beer, a little squeeze.
I like it.
It's a nice enough beer. Nice 99 for a six-pack, 12-ounce cans at the Whole Foods. The one good thing about Amazon buying Whole Foods is there are some actual decent beer prices now. On, you know, if you're looking for the sales, you actually get some pretty good beer prices, surprisingly enough. And we also had one that was donated to the show by Mikey Topor, by the way. And we also had one from Matt. Matt brought the guava, the
Wumbo.
Wumbo. The SpongeBob SquarePants inspired IPA, guava IPA. And so there you go. Now we're ready. Ready to begin the show.
That sounded like a 16-ounce can.
Oh, so wrong.
Oh.
Dun, 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 dun.
I love gold. Well,
to be fair, there was one on the table, and I was not looking at what you were doing. So.
Donated to the show by our Colorado reps, Colin and Janine. Sorry, Nick, you're missing out on this one. It's a New England style pale from New Image Brewing, single hop, the Mosaic, called Single by Choice. Single by Choice.
I feel attacked.
Matt is identifying with this beer.
Not getting much Mosaic.
Yeah, me neither. I was going to say.
You don't put Mosaic on the can if it doesn't smell like Mosaic.
I don't get a Mosaic smell, but here we go. Last week, the hot studio took a hard hit on those Colorado beers. Janine was worried. She's like, no, I'm sorry. I was like, it's not your fault. We suck. We don't know what we're doing. This is a good beer, but I'm not getting Mosaic. It's weird. Like, it's still a nice beer, but Mosaic I do not get.
There's a little bit of a hop kick in there, but
it's kind of citrus.
It's too citrusy for me. Yeah. Mosaic is not super citrusy.
I don't understand, but They made a good beer, just they didn't make a Mosaic beer. I don't get it. I don't get you, New Image. So now we do some culture. Mm-hmm. Nick. Oh, never mind, Nick. Nick, by the way, wish Nick a happy birthday.
Yeah.
He, in the world between worlds, Nick had a birthday.
He's the big 3-9.
24 now. Oh, 3-9.
This is the last year where all three Napolitanos are in their 30s together.
Ooh, enjoy it.
And then we have to wait another 7 years, then we'll all be in our 40s together.
All right. Well, that's you're in the world between worlds of birthdays.
Yep.
So happy birthday, Nick. And it's not even why he's not here. He's just working too hard.
He's working for the weekend.
Everybody is. What do you got to some culture, Matt?
So obviously the most important thing that we got to talk about.
Muy importante.
Is Russian Rivers. Woo! In town.
Fresno is a Russian River town. We made it. We finally made it with all the other California cities.
It could be as soon as next Tuesday that people are enjoying Pliny, STS, Blind Pig, and On Draft. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that there could be some happy hops.
Spokeasy is going to have Russian River on Tuesday.
The official word is once the warehouse sees beer, they'll have an official date of what each tap room. It's been updated.
Hmm. I was thinking I might just walk into the market tomorrow and they'd be there.
So our official local rep, Jake from State Farm, his official press release says, once product hits the warehouse, the next step is it has to hit the doorstep. Once the doorstep happens, it's official, it's on, they can advertise, make everything happen.
So. All right. So, exciting times. Now, when you come to Fresno to visit Zach's Brewing and Tagaskoya and Rad Stacy down there at the Goldsteins and Pine and Palm and House of Pendragon and all the other people, you can also get Russian River Beer.
Better not just get a bunch of drive-bys where people are like, oh, I'm going to hit the Valero real quick.
Like, where are they got Rush River? By 99? All right. Wow. Well, exciting times for us. We're all we need now is a satellite, some cool hip brewery to open up a satellite, and Fresno will be completely full. We've done it.
Yeah. There were long rumors that I think Barrel House was supposed to go to Clovis, but I don't think that ever... It's going to happen.
They did Visalia instead. Yep.
Then another little, local tidbit, not as in beer coming to us, but Mad Duck, local brewery.
Yeah.
They officially opened their third location and their second brewery.
Brew pub, Mad Duck.
Literal brew pub.
And first one, not considering Pine and Palm. Consider Pine and Palm, Pinedale / River Park. So basically Northwest Fresno's first or only right now brewing related restaurant / brewery tap room.
So let's break it down. There's a street in Fresno called Blackstone. That's kind of the split. Mm-hmm. Then there's Blackstone East and Fresno Shaw and West Fresno.
Yeah.
And so Pine and Palm is about just about a mile off of that.
Less than that.
And that's it for Northwest Fresno. Mm-hmm. There is no other craft beer destination. That's it. Just you end up in the country. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Keep driving.
So this Mad Duck opening up is probably about Northwest Fresno as anything is. There's a couple of shopping developments beyond that, but that's... Yeah. Then you just take freeway in the next town.
Very Northwest Fresno.
But it is the craftiest, most upscale kind of thing that we have going on in this Northwest Fresno now.
Woohoo! Yeah, finally. Something close by. They have guest taps like the one at Campus Point?
Yep.
All right. Should I wait for your Big Cot Drinkins?
Oh, I mean, the guest taps I saw, they had Nitro Merlin. I saw Luponic. They had Denogonizer. And at least a couple other things.
I'm sounding super basic.
It was your pretty typical, you know, AB house and Coors house handles. There was nothing too crazy, but if you wanted to go in there and just get a whatever beer, you could.
Yeah. Because sometimes the Campus Point will have something on a guest tap that you don't see other parts of town. But what you're, maybe it's just because they're just opening up, but that sounds very basic. Like I could get that at Buffalo Wild Things.
Yeah. I don't know if they just did more market research for where they moved into. But maybe I know with their second location, they went big on it and it still gets packed out.
Oh yeah.
All the time. And so when they built this one, I know that they were kind of in a constraint because it was already a pre-developed office complex that they were building into, right. But it's still on the smaller side. So either they fully figured out it's going to, you know, wind down, it'll maintain with what they have, or it's just going to be nuts to butts in there every day. And it's already too small. That's the possibility that they run into.
Well, I'm looking forward to going. What else?
Just as good as Eureka as far as a burger goes. So.
I would agree with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't been to Eureka in a while.
They used to be your Tuesday.
They're my go-to, but the expense / they just seem to be phoning it in nowadays anymore. They messed up their nachos so bad, it just made me bitter.
I love those nachos. I mean,
now it's like a mini version of it. Yeah. So disappointing. They charge the same price. Now it's like tiny.
They've done that with a few things. Like there used to be fries on a plate. Then it was like on the main plate. Then it was fries on like a smaller plate. And then it was like fries in a cup.
Yeah.
There's like, here's
a big plate of fries. I'm like, wow, this is great. Like, oh, here's some fries on your plate. Like,
now you have 14 fries shoved into a little cup.
You know, I can go to Red Robin. They keep filling this up.
Oh, more steak fries.
Just saying.
So, I mean,
people complain about Red Robin, but I can sit there all day and eat fries all day.
So that's my culture stuff.
All right. Cool.
What about you, Mikey? What do you got?
Other than the excitement of Russian River, going to my local grocery store and just like, oh, let's get Russian River. Hey, you got that Russian River back there?
What?
Hey. I don't care if I'm not allowed back here. I'm looking for Russian River.
Tushin River?
Russian River.
The Russians, what?
Russian River, greatest, best beer.
That's over.
Everyone says best brewery.
Don't bring politics in the podcast.
It's more a comedic spoof, not politics. What you want me to do an Obama? I heard there's lots of beer here.
Hey, he was a president that revived them to make beer.
He had a guy making beer for him.
He had them dig out the old recipe.
Yeah.
And
I like beer. Give me that beer.
Which I do.
Like you get fucked up.
I know when he had those beers made, I was hoping that somebody would make a clone recipe. But
yeah, come on. Scotty B, make one of those beers. Yeah,
clone the White House beers.
Yeah. It's almost 8:05 day, guys. I guess we got to say it. I mean, I got to be the one that says it here. 8:05 day.
You're on your own.
Nobody's been saying anything. Well, it's coming here. Let's see. Today's the 2nd here on this Friday. So Monday's 8:05 day, guys. Anybody fired up about that? No. So what we do, a tradition, perfect port edition, this will be our third year. 8:05 day, 8:05 from Firestone Walker. It's pretty accessible beer for a lot of the country. Certainly not so much on the East Coast, but on the West Coast, there's 8:05 beer is pretty accessible. So Paul from Fairfax thought of the idea of like, we need to have an 8 to 5 day where Perfect Pour listeners just have an 8 to 5 at 8 to 5 on 8 to 5. And that's what we've done the past couple of years. I won't be able to participate until 8:05 Western Pacific time on Monday. So there's various 8:05s all day. There's 8:05s all day. West or East Coast, you can have an 8:05 in the morning, which would be 5:05 in the morning. I guess I technically could do that if I want to have 8:05 on my breath going to work. Like, hey, good morning, Mike. Welcome to work. Hey, man, what's up? Whoo, man. You smell like 8:05. 8:05. You said 8:05 on 8:05. Totally, I wouldn't do that before work, sir. He's like, that's okay. It's 8:05. There's no way you could be impaired right now. So that's my plan, is to have my 8:05
unless you went at to 8:05
at night at Pacific.
Unless you swung by the brig.
Oh, wouldn't they be open at 6?
6 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Yeah, see, it's, well, yeah, I got to wait at 8:05 in the morning. Like, I'm going to call down there on day 4. Hey, do you have 8:05?
Do you have 8:05? Yeah, asking for a friend.
Yeah, I'm not asking for me.
I'm still holding to the August 12th, 1991, which happened. Metallica released the Black Album.
Okay.
And they make their Internight Pilsner. So to me, that's the one you should celebrate.
No, I don't know if everyone can see that. Find it.
August 12th. But they increased production. Metallica
got themselves in a little trouble recently, I saw.
I saw a little article on that.
Little ticket, some sort of scheme of making more money off the tickets. Bad boys.
Metallica. As if they need more money. Yeah,
that's what they need. So yeah, guys, 8:05 day. Enjoy it. I don't know. Just do a hashtag Perfect Pour Pod. I'm just telling everyone just to do a basic Perfect Pour Pod on your hashtag so everyone else can see what you're doing on Instagram or Twitter. And you can just click on that hashtag and see other people doing stuff other than us, other listeners on social media. So, and I guess hashtag 8:05 day. You're welcome, Firestone Walker. Firestone Walker don't give a shit about 8:05 day, but we keep it alive.
They have 8:05 underwear. They care about everything 8:05. Come on.
They're all 8:05. I saw their little trailer, 8:05 trailer got stolen recently.
Huh.
I don't know if they got it back in there or not, but they had one of those little hipster camper trailers.
Just go check on down by the river.
Down by the river. And so there's a Slush has got a, this might get into voicemails, but Slush has got a little hit this week with, like, it's being revealed that breweries are using their old beer they can't get rid of for their slushes. Oh my gosh. Like, duh. Of course they are.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you don't know anything about that, do you? So yeah, I mean, come on, of course they are. That's why wouldn't you? If I'm a brewery making slushes, I'm like, hey, let's use the beer that it's not selling.
Well, there was an episode of the Simpsons. I think Homer was like working at the Krusty Burger.
What? Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, he was working there for a brief minute. It was like, hey, we're out of special sauce. It's like, all right, go put some mayonnaise in the sun. It was like the line or something like that.
Yeah. All I know is if you really care about that, then now you're a slush snob. If you're like, oh, what beer did you put in here? How fresh was it? Then you're a slush snob, which is fine. We're going to get, if slush beers keep going around, we're going to get slush snobs. And that's cool, I think. Here's the thing. I'm planning on writing a post about it, but. My thing about slush beers is this, or the best thing I think about them is that a brewery, an independent brewery, can, as long as you have a slush machine, you can do something that big beer can't do. You can't replicate a slush beer in a supermarket. You can't replicate it in some, you know, at a Texas Roadhouse. I mean, I guess Texas Roadhouse could, but like you, only the breweries can do it. Like AB InBev can't do slush beers because they don't have tap rooms. So the, you know, all you guys that hate slush beers, that's fine. I get that.
Don't give them ideas.
But yeah, right.
Because now they're going to install slush machines at every tap room.
Yep, every tap room. Every
you get a Budweiser slush machine, and then you put their
Bud slush.
Then you put their Limeritas in there.
Mmm, that would probably sell like crazy, actually. Yep. But so you know, this is something another tool for the independent brewer with a tap room that makes some money and keep going, keep things going, keep them alive. So remember that. You can hate on slushies. That's fine. I get it. But remember that it is still an independent beer-related drink that indie brewers are making money off of. And why the hell not? And it brings... I've gotten to go to Tioga Square probably once or twice more than I normally would because there's slushies down there. Damn it.
Yep.
So
we got bathrooms. We got slushes. Get your wife.
You got air conditioning. Yeah, a run room that's completely air conditioned. Yep. You got professional bathrooms and you got slushes. You're hitting it all. You're hitting the home run.
Calling all the wives.
Yep. Call all the wives and get down to Tioga right now.
So on the subject of beer that almost shouldn't exist, some of my industry friends have made it a point that they found their summer beer.
Oh, what is that?
You've heard of Natural Light.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Natterdays?
I think I've seen them.
So
keep talking about it.
It is a strawberry lemonade beer. And it literally says Natterdays on the can.
Yeah. They're just trying to appeal to those hipsters.
Yep.
And they've done well, I guess.
I've had so many people say that is the best thing ever. It's the easy drinking.
Oh, God. It's
pool beer.
Stop it, people. Slushies, fine. That's not good, though.
Natterdays,
stop doing that. Stop having a Natterday.
That sounded like nitro.
Go!
That's a refreshing aroma.
That doesn't look dark.
Stilling all the aroma. It's foamy. This is from Colin and Janine again, our Colorado reps from a Left Hand Brewing. Push pop party.
Oh my God. It's going to be a popsicle cream ale. Or something.
Baby. It smells like it. It's got that aroma. It's like,
thanks, brother. I blame you.
He's missing out. This you could slush real easy.
You could.
This would make a good slushy.
Oh, that's...
Summery.
I don't like it.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, you can continue to like that.
All right. I will. I will.
Sorry. I feel like I crapped on like every beer they sent us. I'm still very Christian. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving?
Come on, Louie. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network of the shows. And we also have a email, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. You can email us something that we can read the email on the air, or you can record something on your voice app and your smartphone and save it and then send it to us. Keep it around 3 minutes and we'll play it. We'll hear everything you have to say, just like this person did.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
What's going on?
What?
You will, sir.
I'm out here by myself in the driveway waiting for someone to drink beer with.
Yeah.
But hey, it's Evil Circle.
Yep.
I'm kind of in between worlds because I haven't listened to the last show, but kind of a few comments on the last few things I've heard.
I'm ready.
Untapped. You know what my thoughts are? It's over.
Ooh.
It's done. I don't think I'm going to update no more.
What?
More check-ins.
Why?
More ratings.
Why?
I think I'm over it.
Why?
You know, it's just not worth it. It's not worth the time, the suffering. Is my rating too high? My rating too low? I think I'm just done. I think I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the beers.
You're overthinking it.
And not worry if I've had it. Just have the good beers. You know, have what I want. Not worry if it's a unique or what I haven't had before. I think I'm just going to drink the drink and just a drink to have fun.
You'll get bored with that.
Let me know what you guys think on that little subject. Besides that, talking with my buddy, the Fontana Jim, is not sure if we're going to make it out to the California Summit out there in Long Beach this year, but maybe I get it afterwards. You know, something after the beer festival. Maybe something in the evening we get to. Just not quite sure what's going to happen that Saturday the 14th. You know, too much stuff going on with the kids and stuff. Too much family stuff. But you know what? Another thing is the Garage Boys might be making a trip up to Fresno area.
Ooh.
You know, maybe up to Kingsburg. You know, it might be a
you just gonna stop
function.
Stop at Kingsburg
maybe
and go back.
Maybe a marching band competition. So, November 23rd might be the day the Garage Boys make it to Fresno as a group. At least some of them. So, anyway, guys, keep up the good work and bye.
Bye.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work.
Whoops.
Klaus.
No.
What about the next one? Oh, that works. I started it and it finished it.
There you go. I think you're overthinking Untappd.
You can just leave no rating and just check in.
Yeah, just check in. Just so you can see. You can make it, you know, we can get up and caught up in Untappd and being like, I've got to rate it this thing and I've got to be perfect and the brewer's watching me and blah, blah, blah. You can not worry about that at all. Just check it in just so you can see that you've had that beer before. Cause that there's a lot of times where I'm like, I've never had this beer. And then all of a sudden I look at it and tap and like, oh shit, I had this beer before 2 years ago. I think the best thing is for community, for me, being able to see what everyone else is doing. And, you know, especially when it's one thing when you're with a group and stuff and it's not that necessary as far as I'm tapped, as far as like community wise, but when you're just by yourself drinking, it's enjoyable just to hang out and look at other people, what other people are doing. It's like this virtual bar you're at. And you're like, oh, look who just walked in, blah, blah, blah. Peter Brewery 7, he's over there drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I saw you trying harder last week because you were like,
Mike, you said I need to try. I haven't called you out at some point.
Yeah. So, yeah, just don't give up on it, Evil. Just don't take it too seriously. You can take it as light as you want.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, yo? It's Jazz. Sorry, it's been a minute. I've been busy traveling, finally getting back into Portland. And tonight, kind of excited, I'm heading to Ruse Brewing here in a little bit. So who are these guys? Well, basically, they've been around for about a year, maybe a year and a half, and they've been focusing a lot on farmhouse ales and IPAs. Right now, they're putting out some of the best hazies and West Coast IPAs out here in Portland. They were recently featured with Fort George's three-way IPA, which just came out a couple months ago. And so these guys are making some noise. So it's time to go check these boys out, see what they got. Hopefully they got some tasty. Anyways, y'all, I'll check in with you guys later, and I'm out. Keep up the good work, yo. Peace.
Thanks. Thanks, John. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Our Portland rep, Jazz, Mr. Jazz.
Mr. Bergen, please play the jazz flute. Coming up next.
Wouldn't live the perfect board to you be here, just God, what I'm sipping. Take it out, Holmes. Exactly, eh? Exactly, ooh. Nelson, Holmes, and Mikey. I might piss you off, but I don't care. There. The perfect pairing for this beer, pineapple and sausage pizza, is the perfect pairing, Holmes.
All right, if you but say so.
I made it out to Fresno. I was out there for about an hour. Quick little rundown. If I run over my time limit, that's fine. I won't call again, Holmes. I'll make it under 6 minutes, but a lot of recaps. So, find parking right in front of Zach's. My thing is to walk into Zach's first and then go to Tioga. Tioga's having this huge event going on. This is on Friday. I show up around, I think it's around 5
o'clock. Always eventing this Tioga.
Anyways, so I walk in, walk up to the bar. This beautiful lady says, hey, how can I help you? And I'm like, is Steven home? And she looks at me and she smiles and she looks at Gail. And Gail's over on the other side of the counter doing I don't know what. And this young lady by the name of Janet, I think that's her name. It's Gail's daughter. She looks at me. She goes, are you Chew? I'm like, what are they? How'd you guess? She goes, oh, my God, Chew. And then she runs to Gail and taps Gail, look who's here. And Gail looks at me, and she's kind of like pondering, like, I think I know this fool, eh? But I'm not sure. And then I just put a nice little smile, and she runs around the bar, and she's screaming, oh, my God, it's Chew. Comes around the bar, gives me this huge hug. I hug her back. And I say, how you guys doing? I'm like, where's your vato? Let me talk to your vato. Anyways, it was amazing. She goes in the back, calls Steven, doesn't tell Steven that I'm there. Takes a while to Steven come out because I don't know what he's doing.
It's working.
But whatever he's doing must be top secret.
He's grabbing his kids.
He let me in the back. But obviously, I didn't ask for it because I had the wife and kids in outside running in the car because I was doing a quick pickup. Anyways,
that is quick.
Steven comes out of the car, doors, looks at Gail. Gail looks at me. Gail looks back at him. He looks at me, looks back at Gail, and Gail is doing that nod, like the nod smile. And then Steven looks back at me. He's like, oh my God, it's Chew. He comes over, tries to give me a handshake, and I tell him, hey, homie, I don't shake hands with family homes. Give me a goddamn hug. So we hug it up. Slap hands. I tell him how beautiful his establishment is. I'm really proud of him. Shook his hand. I let him know that I'm proud of what he has accomplished because it's a lot, Holmes. That is a beautiful, beautiful place. Placed my orders. I picked up the couple crawlers of exactly Nelson because there's no reason for me to even try it, Holmes, just the way you guys talk about it.
It's
a beer that I must have. Also picked up a couple other varieties of beers. So me and Zach start talking, pay the beautiful people behind the counter, and then I tell Zach, hey, I'm going next door. You want to go with me? Is Matt over there? So guess what? He's like, I'll roll with you. So we walk. I go to my car, put the beers in my ice chest, because that's what you do. Mm-hmm. You put them in ice chest.
Good
like
job,
I said, Chew. I might run over by 3 minutes, but I'll make sure it's less than six.
You're talking about good stuff,
Chew. Me and Steven start walking over there. And I'm giving them some ideas, Holmes, for Zach's Brewery. I can't tell you because it's a secret, but Chew Your Beer is expanding. So we're walking over there, and sure enough, we get in there. Here's a funny thing, Holmes. Out here in L.A., we don't have security guards at our doors asking us if you're drinking or not. I don't know if that's a Fresno thing. Maybe you can let me know, Matt, on how that works. But in L.A., you walk in, and that's it. You know, you get card at the desk or at the tap room, if you look like a kid. But it was weird to me that they asked me if I was drinking or not, and they wanted to see my ID. But anyways, we didn't drink because I was there to purchase only. We walked in, and Matt is out having lunch. For some reason, Matt's always having lunch. And Matt comes out,
lunch
and
guy.
Zach's standing next to me, and I'm kind of off to the side. And I don't know if Matt notices me, but he stops and he blinks a couple of times, and I ask him, do you know who I am? He points at me like if I read sign language, Holmes, and I'm like, come on, fool. And then he goes, it's Chew. I'm like, orale, vato. So he goes to shake my hand. I don't know what is it with Fresno shaking hands, Holmes, but in L.A., we give hugs, Holmes. If we know each other for that long and we have a history.
You don't have security and you give hugs. I get
anymore,
it.
Holmes. We give hugs. So next time I show up, Matt,
LA's Zach, loose, man.
I better get a fucking hug, Holmes. You too, Mikey and Matt.
Hell
anyways,
yeah.
Holmes, so check it out. We talk. We chop it up a little bit. We take a couple pictures. And I ordered some beers, and Matt hooked me up. I'm not going to say because, thank you, Matt. I really appreciate that. Stand-up guy owns. I could have paid.
Whoa. What happened there? Oh, my phone's all.
You should have, but hey, I understand, Holmes. But I got you, homie. If you need anything, let me know. I'll try to find it and I'll hook you up. Got a lot of Tioga Sequoia. Got that Zorro, Lager, delicious beer. Mm-hmm. I finished five of them while I was in Stockton. Saved one to drink at home. Also, that 99 Golden Log ale. I picked those up for the wifey. She enjoyed them. Saved one for the house too. Picked up a beer that's strawberry, but Matt put Chew Your Beer on it, which is I had to save that can, homie, because it has his writing. Also, anyways, so Zach tried your slushy. He fell in love with it, and on the way back, me and Zach had a conversation about how to combat your slushy. So look in the future, an invention between me and Zach, and hopefully we can get, you know, the summer going too over at Zach's. Other than that, Holmes, it was beautiful seeing these beautiful faces. I got a lot of beer. I finished half of them just on Sunday alone when I got back. But that's about it. We had to get it. We didn't call in, but there was pictures taken, so that shows that there was a getting. Love you, Gail. Love you, Steven. Love you, Matt. Love everybody in Fresno. My wife actually fell in love with downtown. It's a lot beautiful. I noticed a big difference from the time that I was there. It's a beautiful city, downtown. They need more traffic, Holmes. It was nice to make left turns and right turns whenever you wanted. Other than that, this is Chew Your Beer. My friend knows the shit. Visit Zach's Brewery. Don't go to Tioga. They got enough people. We need people over at Zach's.
That's right.
Because he's doing it big. Delicious beers. Out of the box thinking beers, Holmes. That's it, man. This is Chew Your Beer. And I fucking love you guys, man. Appreciate everything. I have to watch you. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. That was a good call. Good quick visit by Chew. Fortunately, I was at work. I didn't even know it was going to happen because that voicemail got cut off last week. So we didn't even. Mm-hmm. I knew that Chew was going to go through, but I didn't think he was going to have time to stop. So it's cool that he got to stop, and cool that Steven and Gail and Kayleen and Matt got to hang out with Chew.
Reason he said Janet is because on Twitter, her handle is Janet Snakehole. Which is
I haven't noticed that.
It's a reference.
All right.
But yes, it's Kayleen.
All right.
And yes, I did recognize him. he's standing next to Steven. Was like, hey, you need to come out here. And I was like, I'm doing stuff. It was like,
eating a sandwich. My sandwich.
It was during the SpongeBob event. No, was it? It was the vegan street eats.
Okay.
So it was like, I just sat down with my food. And so the tap room is nuts all day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you have to eat breakfast before you get in.
Yeah.
And your two windows to eat is 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock. Any other time, you don't have time.
You don't do it then you ain't eating.
I eat lunch at 2. I eat dinner at 5. And that's all I get for the whole day.
Remember that, people that come to Tioga's tap room. Don't go at 2 o'clock hour. Don't go at 5 o'clock hour if you want to meet Matt.
And then, that was the thing. Just sat down. Hey, you got to come out here. I was like, fuck, okay.
Yeah, what, man? I see you every day.
He's like, do you know who I am? And I was like, dude, of course I know who you are. I've seen you before.
And Chew Your Beer, one of the most famous craft beer drinkers in California.
You're not just some rando that just rolled up and hanging out with my cousin. That's
me.
So,
I'm so sad I missed Chew.
During that voicemail, we opened up a crowler, Urban Roots,
the hot brewer of the year.
I believe it's called Internet Friends.
Yes, it
is. This was donated to us by Gumby.
It's kind of rustic. It feels like almost like a rye IPA to me.
So it's an India Pale Ale. Wrong. It's an India Pale Ale with Idaho 7 and Simcoe. So Simcoe is an older hop, and I think a lot of that funk flavor you're getting is from the Idaho 7.
Yeah, okay. I getcha. Man, thank you. Urban Roots is our right now. It's going to be tough to beat for when we do our end of the year show. It's going to be tough to beat Urban Roots right now. Urban Roots is coming in high.
Special thanks to Gumby for bringing. Thank you. He Gumby. Came to town for I think it was like an overnight trip, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And he
Colorado's Gumby?
No, Sacramento.
Oh, he's in Sacramento. Okay.
Yeah. But he just mentioned, he was like, "Oh, I hang out at this place a lot," and they
was like, "We love Urban Roots, sir."
Yeah, and he knows to send me messages saying, "You want this?" And I go, "Yep." Uh-huh. He's like, "How much?" And I'm all, "Yep."
Yep. How much? Yes.
How much are you going to get me?
Yes.
I will pay you money.
How much can you carry in on your person? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Internet friends. IPA. This is our first Urban Roots crowler. This is cool. Maybe. It's a nice crowler. I really like Urban Roots' whole design and stuff.
I want to say I've had an Urban Roots crowler before.
But I haven't. So thanks for that, Chew. That's really rad. And that's some good praise on Zach's, well-deserved praise on Zach's Brewing.
And Fresno and everything.
Yeah, downtown Fresno. Probably didn't even see all at all. All the murals we have, all the fun. Look, hey, if you're thinking about it, also around the brewery district is a lot of second, I want to say secondhand shops. Now I'm freaking blanking on freaking all the shop. The son of a bitch.
What?
All the clothing shops, secondhand clothing shops, which would be called what normally by everybody in the country that I can't think of the name because my mind is blocked. You know,
it's their market,
Amvet store, thrift stores.
Okay,
that's what I'm trying to get at. There's all kinds of, you know, lots of people are into that thrift store shopping. There's a ton of them around. There's breweries and thrift store shopping, and if you like tech/tech realtors, there's the Bitwise right there too.
I don't know. It might still happen.
And a AAA baseball team.
It might still happen this way, but I remember
the soccer team
early on in the taproom days. We had a lot of customers that were either having their cars worked on at Pep Boys or that brought their kids down to go shop at the thrift stores.
Mm-hmm.
So they would put the kids in the thrift store. They'd walk over to Taoga, have a couple of beers, and then meet them back at the thrift store.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, I never think about that. There's a Pep Boys on the other side of Taoga.
Yep.
You can go get your oil changed, go have a beer.
Yeah, get your oil changed and get your oil changed.
Yeah, flush out your system and have your radiator flushed.
Oh, boy.
Man. There's a new beer right there, Radiator Flush.
That's you want the green liquid.
Yes.
When you have your radiator
What's
flushed.
What's going on, Perfect Four?
Aww, we are now
calling in Janine.
Married and Hoppy.
Yep. It's our new Instagram handle.
Married and Hoppy.
A suggestion.
From Fontana Jim. The Fontana Jim.
Yeah, he called me at home.
Yeah. So now
on your
we
home
still
line?
Have our own accounts. And my account is Janine Boulder Beer Girl because I grew up in Boulder. And
mine's Colin for Life, but I just post my one wheel stuff on there.
Is that his fan club?
But now, Colin for we life? Have a together account as
I'm
well.
I'm a Colin
so
for Lifer.
If we ever do get divorced, we'll just delete it.
Ooh. No, he won't. It's mine.
We're really sorry that all our beers went bad on you.
Oh, they didn't
they
go
were
bad
really good when we had them here, and so now we've learned our lesson. We will only send you IPAs in the wintertime.
Yep. Good
and
call.
Then in the summer, it'll be stout season.
Yeah, stout season all summer. I know somebody that might like that.
No. Nope.
Yeah, you're welcome, Nick.
Yeah, no, nope. He's not here, bro.
It's going to be great.
He's not here to
don't reference
stouts
Nick.
Stouts and lagers and maybe some sours like Berliner Weisses
no,
or something like that
them.
In the summertime.
No. Nope.
But in the wintertime, we can send you all the
All the stuff that won't go bad when it gets to be 150 degrees in the FedEx truck or whatever happens.
And I know you say Fresno's we don't have an accent, but we tend not to pronounce our T's in the middle of a word. So we say like winter and we say mountains.
And we say mountains.
Winter?
Yes. So I know
you say wash instead of wash.
Colorado doesn't really have an accent. We're not like New York or Boston or Chicago or anything like that. But we do have kind of a thing.
Yeah, we do. It's a little bit weird about
that. All right, now I'm going to listen for that.
Often. And, yeah, you know,
we say we like the word like P-E-N and P-I-N. We say the same. It's all pen.
Pen.
Yeah. So
anyway,
We just thought we would update you on our new Married and Hoppy.
Yeah, we did that already.
Yes.
Married and Hoppy. Go get on there.
Mikey.
Yes.
On the Yeti front, if you want to get a cooler, I know it's very minimalistic, but it's still a Yeti, and you want to get in under $100, there's now a Yeti day pack that you can probably fit a six pack in if you buy the 2 pound Yeti ice.
I'm listening.
Still got a Yeti, bro. Still might work
out. Listening.
Check it out.
I think I saw that. I don't know if it was them. I think I saw it on theirs.
Don't worry, it'll pop up on your Instagram tomorrow.
I think I saw it on Married and Hoppy.
I got a Yeti, guys. And every day you can be like, check out my Yeti. It's my Yeti.
Might be a little incognito, too, because people don't really think that there's going to be beer in there. But, you know, we all know better than that.
There's always beer.
So we enjoy listening to the show.
Bring it to my daughter's track practice.
And
we want you to keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
Keep up the good work, guys.
I think I did see that little Yeti thing on the Married and Hoppy Instagram page. I might have to get that. I want to get, still got to get one of those. One day I will Yeti, and it will be a great day. And we all rejoice that I have a Yeti.
And the peasants rejoice.
And now let's go see if we got any traditional voicemails.
I heard we might have a new caller.
Oh, geez. Oh, gosh. Well, let's see.
Hey, guys. The Fontana Jim here.
Who?
It's been a little while since heard I've called in. I've had me a couple of Guinness. Heck, I had two Guinness with Evil Circle this week. Last weekend, I think I introduced a new listener.
Oh,
A
good job.
A peer buddy who I've been friends with via the Grams and via Untapped, and then we go to start talking, and come to find out he's a science teacher of a kid's school. Look at that. That was fun.
Well, that's
fun. It's been a while since I've called in with a bearded brewer industry question.
All right.
And I don't know if you guys have talked about Worst Beer Blog this week. And I don't know if Mikey already knows where I'm going with this.
I think I do.
So you guys can do your little, let your fingers finger fuck your keyboards a little bit and figure out what I'm talking about. Hit Worst Beer Blog's either blog or his Facebook site or whatever. But the question to Bearded Brewer is with these fruited beer slushies, do you have any personal knowledge of the expired beers being used to make these beers? Because you're going to jam a bunch of fruit and sugar in that thing anyways, and no one will ever notice.
No one will know. Oh, his keeps cutting out. He's going
a
into the canyon.
Clarified, and use that for your fruit slushies, because when the ice starts to form up, no one really notices the clarity anyways. And I want to know if this has changed anyone's opinion on these fruited beer slushies. So that's what I have this week. I haven't talked to you guys for a while, but I've been speaking on the Instagrams and on the social medias. So as always,
and
keep
Untapped.
Up the good work, guys. Fontana.
I knew it. Fontana. Fontana. Hey, bro, Fontana, bro. You got to say it in the L.A. accent. Man, Fontana. You don't use expired beer. I don't know. Expired beers, that's, come on, forget about it.
You have to be picky with what beer you use. There's a lot of beers that translate very well, but sometimes there's, like, we tried to use our 99 Golden Ale. And when you froze that down,
you would think that would work.
When you froze that down, no matter what flavor you put into it, it had this breadiness to it. And like fresh bread, and that attributed to the honey malt. That's the flavor characteristic. Okay. So, we had to change up what beer we used because, we need more of a neutral base, or if we're going sour, we really only have two options. We have a lime lager and then we have a sour IPA. So you have to build off one of those two beers.
They slush better.
Yes.
I wonder if a stout, could you slush a stout?
We did that. We'd had the 1.21 gigawatts for Midnight Lightning, the barrel aged day. We did a gigawatt slush.
How did that turn out?
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep.
People were warm to it.
They dug it.
All right. I was thinking, can you slush a stout?
You could slush anything that has nipples. I mean, what?
could you slush me, Matt?
Could you slush me, Greg?
Hey guys, Florida Steve here. What's going on?
Hey.
I know it's
Hi, Florida Steve. My last
voicemail, but I had to call and answer the claims by Lumber Jose. Lumber, I am not D-Lang. D-Lang does exist. Now, I haven't actually met him myself either, but I have sent him beer before from some of the local breweries down where I am. I have sent him, actually the last time I sent him beer, I sent him some Due South Mexican Standoff, which is a Mexican, it's a coffee stout with chilies added. I think last year they used habaneros. The year before they used jalapenos. So I think this year was a
Why'd you say it like that?
More spicy. I'm not a big spicy beer fan. I did not get it this year, and D-Lane didn't ask for it this year, but I have sent him Mexican Standoff before. I do know D-Lang is also a Boston Red Sox fan, like I am. He does have a young child at home, I do know that. And it is hard for him to leave the family to meet up with us Florida reps. I know it's been difficult. The last two get-its we had, he couldn't make because of family issues. But I'm hoping in the near future he can make our next get it, whenever that is. I also want to add that whenever I am in Orlando, it is difficult for me to get together with him because most of the time when I'm in Orlando, I'm with the family, and it's hard for me to get away. So that's all I got, guys. I just wanted to respond to Lumber Jose and keep up the great work, guys. Cheers. And as always, Willards.
Thanks, Florida Steve.
Florida Steve.
Florida Steve does some videos on the Facebook, on the United Craft Beer. On the Facebook, if you want to see, check it out. Does some reviews.
Hey there, pretty dude. Cool. This is Gumby calling.
Gumby!
Sacramento.
Hey!
Just wanted to give in and call you
guys. Urban Roots guy.
Check-in from my recent trip to Aruba in Colombia.
Yeah.
I wish there was some cooler and stuff that made you want to get out there more, but it's not that cool over there on the beer scene.
It's not that cool.
To begin, Aruba basically has Jamaica. Everything imported to the island, so it's always a mix of whatever
on, pretty
resort
mama.
Or whatever place you want in as far as when it comes to beer. But
Key Largo?
Is particularly what people are is available down there.
I just want to get there fast.
Kokomo?
So,
take it slow.
Aruba is kind of a bummer.
They're fast. Take it slow.
I guess you can just go there and hang out and bring your own stuff.
Take it slow.
On the other hand, Colombia,
sounds bad. Drugs are bad.
teenage years of the brew. It feels like to me. There's quite
Red Dog?
Smaller independent breweries happening down there. I went to Bogota and Bogota in particular, and the Anheuser-Busch chain is still down there, Bogota Beer Company. You know, they got their hand on quite a bit down there. But even them and all the other independent houses are still kind of okay at best. There's a brewery that still brews per the German purity laws called Hopless that has some decent beer. You know, nothing that I would really write home about. You got some smaller places like a Monkey Bar that they have. I can't think of the name, but of all the ones that I've been to, there's nothing really that would make you want to go down there. If you're down there, it's a cool kind of a thing, but I definitely think that is a cool region that has a lot of promise for things to come. Beer or craft beer in general is not something that the population is really into as much as, I guess we would say over here, especially with the higher alcohol content. That's something that the government highly regulates compared to over here because of, we got big InBev companies helping regulate and write all those laws, but, still some decent stuff. If you want to go to Colombia or Aruba, definitely go do it. Have some fun and forget about beer and actually enjoy.
I'm going to untap everything.
I think that's it. Next time you guys want some stuff from Sacramento, let me know. Cheers.
Cheers. Always Urban Roots. Thanks, Gumby. I like that Columbia report there. Yeah. I mean, that's a good review of like, if you're there, this would be cool to do, but don't go there for it. That's a review of like a lot of places in the United States, a lot of beer places. Like, yeah, if you're there, if you're in Billings, Montana, go to those places, but don't come to Billings, Montana for beer. But when you're in Billings, go ahead, find some cool beer. That's what it is for Columbia. Don't go to Columbia for beer, but there are things.
Columbia Beer Report.
Columbia Beer Report.
That has a ring to it.
Hey, guys. Paul.
Look, it is Paul.
I
almost did a spit take.
Right, that was weird.
So chaotic that I just haven't
Thank God.
Been
We've been
it.
Worried about you, dude.
And it's a little bit of the world between worlds for me because even though there's been an episode out, I haven't even had it. So
he probably hasn't listened to the past.
Anyway, I was out picking up random beers from.
I think he's in Columbia at that cell service
for the beer craft that I work for, and I was at Moonraker today, and you know I got several different cannings from them, all with like very awesome looking labels, and I was making a comment to them, joking that you know if your labels are amazing on everything.
Come on, bring it in. So many canyons. Damn it.
On a new release.
He's in the land between cell signals right now.
And it got me to thinking, like, are brewers these days maybe lamenting and getting nostalgic for the days where you just made a beer and it was a good beer and it had the same label year after year after year, and people bought that beer. Like I got a Sierra Pale the other day. I was like, look, this label is the same as it's been for 40 some odd years.
They freshened it a little bit. A little fresh.
Anyway, yeah. I mean, maybe brewers are starting to get sick of having to crank out a new interesting label every single week. Maybe sometimes we just like to get back to basics. I don't know. I like basics. I also like clever labels. So just wondering what everybody thinks about that. All right. I miss you all. Cheers. Love you to death. And I hope everybody is well. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you, Paul. It's good to hear from Paul. I've been worried about Paul. I'm like, man, Paul's must be busy going back and forth to Colorado and stuff. I would think if I'm a brewer, like I definitely would be like, all the marketing side of the beer, just be like, oh God, somebody shoot me. I don't want to do any of that. I just want to make beer. And so I get that. I think there's probably most brewers are like, don't want to mess with the marketing.
A coworker of mine went to the California Coast Brewery, the new one in Paso, I think that was the name of it. Mm-hmm. And they were kind of lacking in the name department. They just had IPA, pale ale,
and I was like, red ale. Those must be guys from the 80s and 90s.
Strangely enough, one of the owners is from Fresno.
Oh.
Her boyfriend mentioned, he's like, oh, she's industry. She wasn't going to say anything, but she's like, where are you guys from? Fresno. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Most of the people in surf shops on the Central Coast are from Fresno. I was talking to the guy at the Madeira surf and skate shop there, and he was like, oh, yeah. Oh, all those guys are from Fresno.
Yep.
But yeah, brewers don't want to mess with that marketing shit. But it's important, though. You got to do it. I mean, the Colorado brewer that Colin and Janine were sending some beer, the dry dock, that it just screams like 80s, 90s guys that are making beer. Because it's just like basic, and then all the names are basic. And they're like, we don't want to mess with like naming our beers. Funky ass names, but anymore you gotta do it. You gotta have a good graphic artist. You gotta find a good graphic artist, and that has to be tough. I've never found one for all my blogging and all that stuff. I've never done it. Once you're blessed with a good graphic artist then you cling on to that person. Like, yes, you must do all my things. Modern Times has always killed it. This Urban Roots right now kills it. Paul is talking about Moonraker. Moonraker's mm-hmm. pretty solid. Humble Sea, I'll talk about them in a minute, but like, it's just, you want us to have that can. And so it makes you at least, if you have a good can art, at least, you want to at least try that. If you've never had that brewer before, if you've never had that brewery and you see it on Instagram, you're like, oh, I want to try that. Now, if that beer ends up sucking, then the label art becomes less important afterwards. But initially, it's a good way to get you bought in as a brewer, like at least get you initial attention. As we go to the last voicemail of the week.
Hey guys, Lee Fontana J here. Couple of questions. Actually, first I'd like to say cheers to my two favorite new Instagram friends, Hoppily Married and Married and Hoppy. I don't know if you guys have talked about them yet. I know it came up a little bit last week.
Talked it.
Second, I'm putting together a beer box for Al Green. And I am looking for suggestions for 12-ounce cans. To send to him out in good old Florida. 16-ounce cans out here are pretty easy to come by, and the specials are easy to figure out. But if the 12-ounce cans and trying to nail down and match up with the number of 16-ounce they got. And finally, since this is on Friday, I want to wish everybody a happy belated IPA day. And what IPAs did you guys celebrate with yesterday?
Oh, my gosh.
As usual, guys, keep up the good work.
Bye. So many IPAs I had yesterday.
I guess we'll just have to wait till Ben got drinking to see what I had.
Yeah, we will. To see what you had on IPA day. Because that was something that's happened since then now. And it's not tomorrow at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She called me up.
Called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Meow, 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 meow. Thanks, everyone, for contributing to the show. It's much appreciated. You can do it. If you've been listening forever and you're like, man, I've always wanted to call in or email in or something, just never did, go ahead and do it.
It's never too late.
You can do it. Yeah, it's never too late. Start now. And also, I would like to point out, we haven't had a review on the Apple Podcasts in a while, quite a while. So if you want to hook us up with a review up there, that'd be awesome. That's another thing you could do. And we'll read it.
Even if you just talk about your day.
We're going to read it. Yeah, that pretty much works, because just give us the 5 stars and then, you know, whatever you need to get out, go ahead in the review. Completely unrelated to the show.
Went like, to man, the store.
Man, I'm so, you know,
the tomatoes weren't
I'm going through a lot of
rape.
Stuff right now. And I'm not happy with my job, but I need my job and blah, 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 like blah, blah, blah. Go ahead. We'll work it out.
And, you know, then I went to turn on the shower and saw a spider and I said, fuck you.
Like, do I kill the spider? But I don't really want to go around killing spiders. And, but it's all, you know, also it's annoying.
Just flush it down the drain. It'll figure itself out.
It'll figure it out down there.
Yeah.
Down there in the pipes. It'll find a home.
Yep.
There's so many spider homes down there.
Yep.
What do you think, Louie? Is everything going all right? Louie?
I don't know. She called me up. She left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Oh, that's too bad, Louie.
Look it out for
bing, bing,
looking out bing, for bees.
Looking out for Matt. Yes. Are you looking out for anything?
Looking out for Natter. Just kidding.
Natter days.
I'm looking out for a beer called Rally Round.
Rally Round what?
It is a Mumford beer. It is a Northeast Double India Pale Ale. It is made with HBC 472, lemon drop, and Motueka hops. So I want to know what this is all about. They went as far as to limit to everybody to one case of 4-packs.
Oh, limits. So. Must be special.
Oh, what? No. That needs to go back in the fridge.
All right.
I'm just joking. You can open it up.
I just wanted
you to see it.
We got
to
make
and
Nick.
Then I was going to take it home.
And like, look, I have this. Now I'm taking it home.
Yeah. And then Muxa and Alvarado Street, they did a collab beer. It's called Summer, Summer, Summer. It is a juicy.
It's so juicy.
Juicy.
You're sorry. Right. You're
I
right.
was, my mind.
Everything okay?
I was thinking of a Zach's beer name there for a second.
Okay.
It's a juicy double IPA.
Okay.
And it's Simcoe and Citra.
Can't beat that.
Can you go wrong with that pairing?
Nope. I mean, you could.
Ooh, but this one has a little
but
bit.
But you got to feel really stupid if you do.
It also has a little bit of mosaic.
Oh, my gosh.
Citra.
Nope, you can't go wrong.
Simcoe and mosaic, so.
If you go wrong with that, stop brewing. It's not your thing.
And so that's happening.
All right.
And then another thing I'm looking out for is there's a possibility that Pliny could go on draft at noon at a bar in town.
Woo!
So I'm looking
all
for
the bars.
I'm looking for a noon Pliny buddy. I'm
Friday
off.
On Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Okay.
Sorry, my.
I was like
today
hey,
is Friday because yeah. we released the podcast.
Right.
Next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Is
coming Tuesday.
There could be Pliny
Pliny's
on draft
everywhere.
Somewhere. So I'm looking for somebody to have noon
it's that
Pliny.
Safeway.
Noon Pliny.
Even have a Safeway.
Need to happen. Noon Pliny's.
Noon Pliny's. Noon Pliny's. Yeah. They need to happen. If you yeah, look what's like, going to happen to the rest of your day. You had some noon Pliny's.
Okay, tell me this. You had Tuesday off.
Sure.
And
everyone's
Pliny,
taking Tuesday
first
off.
Time Pliny's ever been on draft in
right.
town. Legally
right.
been on draft in
legally.
Town.
Yeah, that's true.
Tell
There's
me,
been some illegal drafts.
You have no obligations. Tell me you wouldn't go down and have a Pliny
of
at
course.
Noon. Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
Well, now I can handle my Pliny.
Oh.
When, years ago, when Pliny was new, it was like, woo.
Let's get wrecked.
Woo. You had those bottles and these unique bottles. You're like,
was that your bad apple? Whoa. You have a couple Pliny's and go puke in the sink.
Yeah, too many. Yep. That was my double ciders. Pliny's used to be my double ciders.
Sorry, puke in the urinal.
Yeah, I love it. I love the puke in the
urinal. I hope you're happy.
I am about hops.
Hmm.
I'm happy about hops.
I hope you love gold.
All this talk about Pliny. Gold. And here I go. I just opened up a Russian River beer. Happy Hops IPA. This is the beer that Russian River made that there was an old brewer in Santa Rosa that made this IPA called Happy Hops. And so they resurrected this original IPA from Santa Rosa.
I didn't know there was a backstory.
Yeah, that was the backstory. They resurrected it, that they used even the logo that the original beer used on the bottle.
It's a very Russian River logo, if you ask me, though.
I have a video up on the Mikey Top Pour. There's a, or maybe it's a beer bench.
Is it a VHS recording?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a beer bench or a Mikey Top Pour. I don't know. It's either on the Perfect Pours YouTube or a Mikey Top Pours YouTube.
All I know is it was in a bottle and I was able to get a hold of it.
Good job. Mmm, good aroma.
Ooh. A lot of like lemon peel, lemon and orange peel. Yes,
it's delicious. It's better than I remember it when I had it last. Oh.
Super dry, super citrus rind. Is it, did you look at the ABV?
I didn't.
Ooh, that's exactly what I thought it was going to be. Any guesses?
6.7.
Ooh, not far off. 6.5.
Oh, close.
So, a good 6.5-er. That's where you want to be. It's crisp. It's light. It's not nice. It's not gonna riggity wreck you.
Nope. That's the best beer I've had so far this week, and I've had an Urban Roots.
Wow.
Ah,
shots fired.
So I wonder, like, if I had a Russian River rep for the Valley here right now, I would ask him, like, what are we going to get? Are we going to get just the super basic of Pliny's and Blind Pigs and maybe a Sanctification? Or are we going to get, like, full lineup Russian River?
So, from my understanding, just from the places I've been, if they have the Pilsner, they have the Pliny, and I think there's a third beer. It seems like if they have at least two handles, they'll get specialty bottles.
Okay.
I haven't necessarily seen any specialty kegs go on draft.
I'm wondering if they'll get the sours, like, as bottles wise. Yeah. I wouldn't think so draft, but.
I saw a couple different sours at that California Fresh Market when I was there.
Right.
And,
so we'll probably get similar to what Central Coast has.
And I think Spokeasy, if and when that they do get this beer, I think they mentioned it'd be STS, it'd be Pliny and one other. They'd have three drafts, and they said, and the bottle fridge will be full.
Ooh.
So we don't know what's going to show up in bottle.
Ooh. Man, what's that? That's what, you know, everyone goes when they visit Fresno, listeners, they, you know, go to Tioga, go to Zach's, which is awesome. But don't sleep on going to Gold Scenes or the Spokeasy. Don't sleep on those places. So we got all you're looking out for us, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm always looking out for this brewer, but this one caught my eye, especially this week, from Humble Sea Brewing, the Lost Boys. Buoys, the Lost Buoys.
B-O-I?
It is a B-U-O-Y-S.
Buoys.
But it is a Lost Boys movie, vampire movie themed can. And it's got the Lost Boys, the bad guys from the Lost Boys on the can. It's pretty rad. It's a foggy IPA with Citra and Motika. Motika has gotten a lot of play this week. And it's double dry hopped with Citra. No, I guess no. It's just Citra Mosaic Motika. It gives it a creamy pineapple and passion fruit feel, which I don't know about the passion fruit, but the creamy pineapple sounds really good.
I probably like passion fruit more than guava.
So that's Santa Cruz Brewer, Humble Sea. So, you know, if anyone wants to bring us some Humble Sea.
We know Drake likes passion fruit.
I don't think I get that reference. I don't know Drake songs very well, sir.
That was one of his songs.
I don't know my Drake album. I just know Drake from watching the Canadian teenager.
From Drake and Josh?
Drake and Josh. From the Canadian high school show that Drake used to be.
What was that?
God dang it.
Not Days of Our Lives.
No.
Oh, God. Somebody's screaming at the radio right now.
I'm screaming at it right now because I can't think. Producer Becky got me into that show. It's like the 90210 for Canada. And and Drake was on it when he was a musician that was wheelchair bound. And
Degrassi.
Thank you. Thank God.
thank Google. It was on for 14 years.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, because there was
the next generation.
Because, yeah, right? Drake was in the next generation. There was a generation that's, from back in the day. Now 210 did a similar thing. But anyway, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Go ahead.
All right, cool. Hoof Hearted Brewing. Did we just become best friends? Come on, that beer name alone. But what's weird is, so it's a Step Brothers reference, but then the can art is Hall & Oates.
What?
Yeah, on the can it's Hall & Oates, but the beer name is Step Brothers reference. So, all right, whatever, man.
They're just like, nobody will know how to sue us on this.
Yeah, they'll be like, nobody will know, like... Like Step Brothers, the movie production company or whoever owns Step Brothers, like, should we sue them? We're like, I don't know. And then Hall & Oates is like, should we sue them? I don't know. And they're like talking like, which one? Do you want to sue? No, I don't want to sue. Do you want to sue? Maybe. I don't know.
How do you feel about this? I can't go for that.
Wow. Matt just did that right there. No writing. Didn't have moleskin written in that. Just did that right there. Way to go.
So I want to...
maybe the best timing reference ever.
I'm allowing Scotty B or Zax to claim this, but I wish that there would have been a New England IPA called I Can't Oat for that.
Wait, how has that not been done? Check on tap. Nick, check on tap. This is the thing Nick would do right now. God dang it.
I can't hope for that.
Oh, nah, I'm going to have to check it. That's really solid. Let's see if somebody has it. Well, like taking bets. Do you think somebody has I can't oat for that as a beer name?
I think there's going to be a lot take of similarities, but I don't know.
Take
if,
a bet.
I don't know if there's going to be.
There is one. There is only one. It is from the chain brew pub, Rock Bottom. And Rock Bottom Brewery has come up with I Can't Oat for That. And that is the only one. I'm surprised. I thought it was going to be a bunch.
Is there a check-in within the last 6 months?
Let's see. There are two versions of it. Mm-hmm. They're both Rock Bottom. One is not in production anymore. Mm-hmm. And the other one apparently is in production. And there are only 14 check-ins.
There's still time to claim it.
Friends. Let's see what the last one. Oh, it's from July. So they just made this.
So you're saying of this a year ago.
It's a stout. They're calling this a stout. I can't hope for that as a stout. It's getting an average rating of 3.71 on Untappd, which isn't terrible. And it's in Denver. This one I'm seeing because we used to have a Rock Bottom in Fresno, and they had a famous T-shirt of it. And I remember in the case in Fig Garden Village had Rock Bottom, and the T-shirt was "You haven't hit Rock Bottom until you've hit Rock Bottom in Fresno." Oh, that was the t-shirt.
That's a long ass phrase to be on a t-shirt.
Yep. It was there. And I was like, yeah, we're in Fresno and this is our t-shirt. Mm-hmm. We're going to make fun of Fresno and you're going to buy it. Didn't
was that
out.
The brewery before Bulldog?
Yes, that was before Bulldog.
Now it's a Habit Starbucks.
Now it's a Starbucks and Habit. They had a pool table and everything. Mm. It was all good. That was our go-to. This is before the craft beer boom. We were having fun. What the hell is that? Oh, again, one more looking out for. Any beer from Greater Good Imperial Brewing. This is a Worcester, Massachusetts brewery. So they have really cool can art, and they get really high ratings on tap. So I'm thinking anybody in the Worcester area, some people I'm friends with on Untappd really like it. So Krista B and Serbier and Reese 999, Tom V, Warren W. These are all friends I'm friends with that are drinking it and loving it. So it was the first time. Something caught my eye. And Greater Good
calling
Imperial.
Yourself a community that cares.
Oh, but we do care, Nicholas.
It's all about the greater good.
The greater good.
How can this be for the greater good?
The greater good.
How can this be for the greater good?
The greater good.
Shut it!
Is that
Hot Fuzz?
Oh, okay.
That's immediately where my mind goes. It was like these elitists of the town that were killing off people they didn't like. They're like, but he had weird teeth, so we killed him.
It's for the greater good.
And they were the greater good.
Oh.
For the greater good. So that's where my mind goes when you say
yes,
that.
Yes, nice. Yeah. Finally, we got a Hot Fuzz reference on here. Jeez.
I'm just all about the references today.
It's been too long.
Just coming in hot.
Oh, sure, I'll have more happy hops.
I need to inspect that bottle, sir.
Nope. Oh, should I get bottom part? No, I'll leave it.
You wrecked your microphone. You're good. I'm probably going to finish the Urban Roots.
Finish it.
I'll finish Urban Roots. You could have the rest of that, the happy hops.
Happy hops.
I have another happy hops at home, so.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. So Nick, if you want to follow Nick, see what he's been drinking, the Nick 80 on Untappd. Let's see if we can see if he's been doing.
You gonna
anything.
Pull it up or you want to pull it up?
Oh, you pull it up. Let's see what Nick's been doing. Has he been checking in? Has he been doing the proper homework?
How do you find your groups again?
Just look for the Nick 80. You know what that means? Invasion. Star Wars reference.
Podcast friends. The Nick 80. Somebody asked me, they're like, do you guys edit the show? And I was like, very minimal.
Hey, are you listening?
Something big has to happen. Yes.
Very small. I do small edits. There are small edits, yeah. But it's very small.
All the farts are real.
Yep.
On July 25th, he had a Voodoo Ranger Imperial IPA.
Wow, he's drinking Voodoo Rangers, huh? Hmm. Sounds situational.
And Colin commented, he's all, don't worry. It can only get better from here. Kidding. Cheers, Nick. And he's all, we can only hope. Hashtag budget beers.
Ooh. Gentle, Nick's going with budget beers.
On July 23rd, he had a gentle reminder.
Oh, that's a collab.
And then July 20th, he had a Swami's. He hasn't done a lot of check-ins, I feel like.
Light week. Sounds like he's been working too much.
He had a Spaten. Old school lager in it, is what he said. Mm-hmm. And Consecration was from July 7th. Yep.
Too far back now.
Yep.
All right. That was Nick. What about you, Matt? What you been drinking? I know you've been having some Mad Duck.
Went to Mad Duck. They have Citra, which is their...
Yeah, their classic
Citra. Their pale ale. It was very drinkable this evening.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had Dog Days, which was their seasonal.
Oh.
It was a summer ale. Had a little hop kick going to it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think it was a little bit of a hoppy
about
ale.
It.
And that was very good. That was,
oh, you liked the Dog Days over the Citra.
I did. And then I was at Spokeasy, and I was just about to order a Digital Bath, which is another Deftones beer. Popped. Keg popped.
Oh.
And I walk over to the cold case. They had cans. They had cans in there from 7/13. So they were less than 2 weeks old.
Wow, that's a good date.
So I picked one of those up, had one of those. Then a Modern Times 6th Anniversary Double IPA was on draft. So I had a little 5-ouncer. I was supposed to walk over to meet my buddy Matt Vaught at Gold's. Mm-hmm. And I was like, can I get a little 5-ouncer real quick? And he's like, you want half of a 12-ounce? And I was like, well, I'm supposed to be walking right now.
Hey, bro.
So,
hey, just I ordered something. Give it to me.
Yeah.
Don't question it.
Did that. And then, when we went to Sierra Nevada Pale, I was at Strummer's for Tuesdays. They do, what do you call it? Karaoke. So I was there for that.
Did you sing, Matt? But karaoke?
I don't.
You don't have a go-to?
Nope.
You just don't get up there? You just watch?
I might sing some Weezer.
Ooh. Say, in the future, or you have done it before?
I haven't.
Wow. So there isn't any video record of you doing karaoke?
I'll sing at concerts, but I mean...
sure.
But... no, not karaoke.
All right.
And then when I was at Goldstein's, I look up on the menu. Actually, I looked in the cold case and I saw cans. I didn't know they had it on draft, but they had It's So Damn Hot, which is the hop concept. And I believe it's Beechwood Collab.
Oh, okay.
And it's just a...
that's nice.
It's just a hoppy ale.
Mm-hmm.
It's crystal clear. It's low percentage. It has a little barbecue on it, and it's just called So Damn Hot. And I literally drank like four of those in a row. It wasn't until my friends removed me to go to
enough of that.
They're just like, you want to go? And I was like, I could drink these all night.
Oh, I can stay here all night.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that before. Tap room. I'm just like, I'm set.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I'll be tonight. And then friends are like, let's go. Let's go. Like, why? We have good beer here and we have seats.
That's my problem.
No, let's go.
Every time I go to Oakland, I'm like, I'm going to go travel to all the breweries. And I get to the first one, I go, I could stay here all day.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty comfortable here.
Go anywhere else.
Pretty comfortable here.
Yeah.
They have other beers on tap I haven't tried. Yeah. Pretty set. Thanks. Don't need other places.
Yep.
That's all been cut anymore? Is that what we're doing? So,
yeah, I think everything else is kind of repeats after
repeats.
That.
Boring repeats. You guys have said that already.
I had some Exactly Nelson.
Exactly Nelson from Zaxbra.
I did crack open an Urban Roots crowler to myself. They have they have an IPA called Like Riding a Bike.
Oh, they do, and it's delicious.
Yep. It's just like that. Every time you have it, you're like, it's like riding a bike.
It's like riding a bike. It's just as delicious as it was 5 years ago when I did this. So Bearded Brewer 87.
That's me.
Go find him on the Untapped. Let's catch up to what we're having right now. I had a 6-pack of Weekend Vibes from Coronado Brewing, San Diego's Coronado Brewing. It had a good date on it, so I went for it. It's nice beer. It's nice, solid go-to 6-pack to have in the fridge. I went to a friend's house that I hadn't been to since, I guess, maybe... last early fall, I would say. And I brought a couple beers over, brought some beer over that the last time I was over there. And he still had them in the fridge. The couple I left there Still have them in the fridge. And one of them was the Resilience IPA from Sierra Nevada. So I was like, I had a hidden beer. I inadvertently hid a beer inside his fridge. Huh. He's like, hey, I think you still have some beer in the fridge. I was like, oh, I do. Look, Resilience IPA. I didn't think I'd see this again. I was like, oh, I'm going to hide beer in your fridge more often. Mm-hmm. So that, and it still tasted fine. Still was not bad. It's probably, what, 6 months old or something like that? I don't know.
November?
Yeah.
So that'd be 9 months old?
Yeah. I hope you guys paid them properly. There was a whole controversy about a lot of breweries not paying their resilience money.
We're good on our word is good.
Your word is good. Good.
We got the tacker, the whole nine.
Nice. I also was at the Zach's Brewing and had the Exactly Nelson.
Huh.
Fortunately, I missed you, but I still saw cool people. And I just kept Exactly Nelson. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to get this.
We have other beers, sir.
Nope. No, you don't. You have Exactly Nelson.
I had their hibiscus as well.
As oh, I've had that too. Had it. And I had the little squeezy, the Deschutes Pale Ale.
Did you pick up a six-pack of that?
I certainly did.
And it's a good beer.
Whole food. Sure.
I saw that at Whole Foods.
$9.99. Can't go wrong.
I was going to a pool party. I picked up a fresh haze and I was like, all right, I'll get this one too.
Sure. What the hell? Why not? And that's all the Ben caught drinking. Cheers, cheers. End of the show, and we're giving out some cheers. I'm the guy from the B-52s. Cheers. Rock Lobster. Da 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 da. Cheers. Cheers to you, the listener of The Perfect Pour, for being here, hanging out with us, drinking the beers, sitting through all my crap. I mean, almost every time, but last week especially, I'm just like, oh my God, I like to talk over everything. It's so annoying. I'm like, just like, well, yeah, like in the presidential debates right now, the Democrats are going through the debates and there's people that try and talk over people. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like that guy. It's always talking over everyone. It's disgusting. And I'd like to apologize and also give cheers to our golden gods.
Golden gods. Woo, woo, woo.
Golden gods. They are a special group of people. They give us money. They give us $5 or more every month. Just because they're cool. And we do give a little bit of bonus content for that. So you get to hear the tailgate, us hanging out before the show. You get invited to the private Facebook group called The Pora, which is always fun. It's the only reason I even go on Facebook anymore. And, you know, other special things we can do for all the golden gods. So it's a big cheers to all the golden gods, and you can become one too. patreon.com/perfectpour. Check it out. If you're feeling it, you're like, I've got $5 I don't need. That's, you can give it to us and we'll, I don't know what we'll do with it. Who knows? Also cheers to the Beer Prophet. Happy birthday. Happy belated birthday. Ooh. To the Beer Prophet. We're talking about Nick's birthday. Beer Prophet too. What a week. What a birthday week. Two important beer celebrities in the local scene.
And not to forget, also Mike Oz.
Mike Oz, important to beer. Mm-hmm. He's not a beer geek, but he has been important to the beer scene.
He's been known to drink a good beer, too.
He'll drink a beer once in a while. Yeah. What the hell? Mike Oz, famous for Yahoo baseball writer. Mike Oz is from Fresno. We used to, came up with him as a blogger back in the early days. And then Mike Oz went on to be a prominent, huge series about opening baseball cards with baseball players and celebrities. Then this huge thing with Yahoo. And he's just blown up. He's a national baseball mm-hmm. writer, well known. And that's what happened to him. What happened to me? I'm here. I'm the perfect bar. So, you know, who won? Who won that round? I don't know. So cheers to all our goalie gods and the beer prophet and also Bearded Brewery 7, because Mike Oz did a nice post about the beer prophet and his birthday, and then talking about how important Mike is to the downtown scene, mm-hmm. and Tioga Sequoia has become to the downtown scene, and that's a big part. Is Mike and Matt have been a big part of that, and I'm talking about Matt here, right here on the Perfect Board.
Hey, thanks.
And so Tioga, those that not in Fresno don't know, but Tioga has been a huge, like, I can't imagine downtown Fresno being what it is without Tioga being there. And all the events and just what it's just been like the bedrock of downtown's revitalization. Mm-hmm. So big cheers to Tioga's beer garden and those people like Mike and Matt that have been a big part of that.
Thank you. We definitely take the busy days to level out the slow days. And it wasn't easy and it's not easy. And there's a lot of businesses that have come and gone, you know. Most places are in a 2 to 3 year business cycle, and we've seen a lot of places rotate out, and we're really sticking it out. And it's one of those things. It's, we're going to add a Sunday.
Whoa.
And, you know, like, you know, add a new day to the schedule.
You're going to invent a new day.
And it takes a good year and a half of consistently being open for a Sunday for it to take off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or a Monday or a Tuesday, whatever that day was, it took a year. You know, maybe we were paying, maybe we were paying, you know, the lights, the electricity, maybe mm-hmm. the staff, whatever, you know, breaking even, but that's not everybody has that luxury to just stick it through until it works.
Remember that, tap room and brewery owners, like, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. You're not going to just do a couple events in 1 month and be like, hey, where is everyone? Mm-hmm. You got to just keep doing it. Keep grinding. Yep. And eventually, maybe something good will happen. Also, cheers to Bubba Dog IPA, to Bad Hopper, and to Rad_Mike. And, of course, everybody that shares the show on their social media. It's a big help to us. And, if you're in one of those beer Facebook groups, in your town, maybe, you know, throw us out a mention. Because once in a while, people are like, what's the best podcast, beer-related podcast you listen to? We rarely make those lists, man. We need you. We need you. We need that help. Thanks, everybody. Big cheers to everybody. Do you have cheers? Did we do your cheers? I'm sorry, man.
I have cheers.
All right. Let's go.
Cheers out to Gumby. He donated Urban Roots for us. Cheers out to Jeffrey Moore. We have the mint stout from Bottlelogic in the fridge, and a couple other beers that he donated.
Oh my. So I guess we got to save it for Nick.
We didn't make it this week because the brother wasn't here, but he did go to Disneyland. He did go to Anaheim, and he did go to Bottlelogic, and he thought of us.
I didn't know. I didn't see any of this.
Yeah. He posted about it. It's on the social medias.
All right. I got to pay more attention this week.
But he was all, I was thinking of you and I brought you back a can and I was like very thankful for it.
He
admitted that he hadn't listened to the show in forever. Then he caught up and then he brought me a looking out for can. So, I mean, I can't complain.
Nice.
Cheers out to Ernie. I went to go visit him at Full Circle the other day and sometimes they get beer dropped off to them and they can't always get to it. And so he gave me a couple of Hen House cans.
Nice.
Which doesn't, that, the other Santa Rosa brewer.
Yep.
Hen House.
We're in Santa Rosa too.
Yeah. And then cheers out to Matt Bolden. This is a pre-cheers because he just came back from Australia and New Zealand.
Australia.
And he brought beers back from that area. Wow. And he's going to send me a photo. And we're going to be able to pick what Australian beer we have. And I don't think we've ever had that luxury before.
Believe we have.
Yeah.
Certainly not. Wow. So, look it out for that.
Look forward to the group chat. I'll try to send you the photo to if we can label by or something.
I will sit by my phone and wait for this to happen. No, honey. I can't talk right now. I'm waiting for Matt to text me about a beer pick. I'm going to vote. It's voting. It's very important. Okay?
Yeah.
You handle it.
Those are my cheers. I mean,
yay.
People want us to keep us lubricated. So we got to we can't disappoint.
We have that. If you're like, "Hey man, I want to send these guys beer." We have an address that specifically. I just paid for the next 6 months for it. Or, you know, actually the Golden Gods just paid for it. No, I didn't pay money. I physically paid, but it wasn't my money. But so we're signed up. So all the way through to into next year, we're good. So if you want to send us the address, it's on the show notes.
December 2020?
Till January. Through January now.
Ooh.
So we're good. So if you want to send it to that address on the show notes, we're good.
I guess you could say it's serious.
Guess you could say it's pretty serious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Napoleon, it's pretty serious. So yeah, you can send us the beer and I'll go get it. And they email me and they're like, "Hey, bro, you got some packages here." And they don't know it's beer. Hey, shh, don't tell them it's beer.
We got tired of your package holding open the back door. So yep. You can just come pick it up. Yep.
The last time I was in there, it was pretty big. And the guy was like, you know, it's just like this 20 something kid. He's like, "Whoa." He's like, "Whoa, not used to this kind of thing going on, bro." I'm like, "Yeah, don't worry about it. It's not beer. Okay." That's what I used to say. I was like, "Yeah, it's not beer."
The mailbox is what it's like 3x4.
No, it's a tiny. It's one of those, you know, little like an apartment building.
It's a little
mailboxes where
it's a postcard.
You can barely fit in regular mail in it, and it just has a thing. It has a tag that says you have a package. I'm like, "Yeah, I got a package. Sure do got a package.
Can I check out my package?
Hey, I'd like to check my package out."
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little soggy on the bottom. Well, you know.
Yeah, I've had one of those too. Like, sorry about your carpet in your UPS store. Yeah,
it's not cool.
Hey, I didn't send it. Somebody else did. I had no knowledge of what they're sending.
Hey, man, I just came here to pick up my mail.
Hey, bro, why you got to get all stressing me, man?
I don't know why you have to go out here and accuse me of
paying you $110 for every 6 months. I need you to shut up. You just shut up and give me my package.
Listen here, Karen. I don't need your sass.
I need your sass. I just need the beer. I mean, not beer. Experimental bottles.
Those are antique vases. Thank you.
I'm sorry, those are antique vases. I don't know why there was liquid in them. Okay. But yeah, thanks everyone. PerfectPortPod.com, PerfectPortPod on social media, The Nick 80, Bearded Brewer 87, and Mikey Top Pour. And that's all the things. And all the other friends and all the reps. Look at the reps. Be a rep. Or don't be a rep and look at the reps in that town and talk to that rep. Don't involve us.
Check your planning dates.
Check your planning dates. Woo! Hey, guys! We're a Russian river town!
Yeah. We take credit for that, by the way. 7 years of podcasting.
You're welcome.
Look how it paid off. They're like, "Oh, these Fresnans really want Pliny. Let's give it to them."
You're welcome, Fresno.